Now, here is a familiar voice, an American voice, for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. Attorney, turned senator, turned actor Fred Thompson died over the weekend at the age of 73. He'd battled lymphoma for years. Thompson's first role was in bringing down a president he probably voted for, Richard Nixon, as counsel to the Senate Watergate Committee. Thompson's questioning of Nixon aide Andrew Butterfield back in July of 1973 revealed the existence of the smoking gun Watergate tapes.
Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the President?
I was aware of listening devices. Yes, sir.
That yes, sir, was a blockbuster revelation that changed history and brought down a president and was just the beginning of Fred Thompson's career. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, Fred Thompson did it all. He had such an unusual career.
A wide-ranging career inside and outside of Washington. And when I say inside Washington, I don't just mean Senate committee, counsel, and senator, but longtime lobbyist. And then, of course, outside Washington, the voice that so many people will recognize and the face, whether it's the Hunt for Red October, Days of Thunder, reverse mortgage commercials, lots and lots of movies up and down the line, In the Line of Fire as the cantankerous White House chief of staff who needs to get the president out there, even though Secret Service agent Clint Eastwood knows that it's just not safe. Those are all parts of the Fred Thompson legacy. John, just real quick, though, on the Watergate smoking gun tapes theory. You know, there's been some interesting reporting in years since, especially with the release of a lot of the Nixon tapes over the last few years, that have poked a lot of holes in some of the stories about Fred Thompson's actual role in bringing forth the existence of the White House tapes that eventually, in some ways, led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Fred Thompson was, of course, lead counsel on the minority, on the Republican side of the Senate committee, the Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities that uncovered the tapes. And he did ask that question, but ABC News did some really good reporting all the way back in 2007 about some of the realities behind what's really the myth of Fred Thompson's role here. He did ask that question, but he didn't uncover the fact that there were White House Oval Office tapes. In fact, Lyndon Johnson officials had told the committee that days and days before. Everybody knew it on both sides of the aisle. In fact, Fred Thompson is largely credited with tipping off the White House to a lot of things that the committee knew, tipping them off to Butterfield's testimony, tipping them off to the fact that the committee knew about the tapes, even tipping off the White House about the testimony of John Dean, who was so important to bringing down Nixon. So there's
What's so interesting here is that he's playing a role because he didn't find the tapes, but he's reading the script that brought down the president. Was he a celebrity lawmaker or a lawmaker celebrity, do you think?
He was absolutely comfortable playing the role, and he played that role throughout the rest of his life, looking back on the Nixon episode as well. Which was he, John? He was both. I mean, it was a relatively short legislative career in Senate terms. He was elected in a special election in 1994 from Tennessee when Al Gore went to the White House as vice president, then won outright in 1996 and only really served one term. Not a very memorable legislative career in terms of passing laws, but he had an enormous amount of respect from his colleagues. He was considered sort of a backbench leader even back then, and I did cover him a little bit at that time. Fred Thompson did carry out some investigations of foreign fundraising in the Clinton administration. People will remember those stories of money coming in from Chinese investors. Fred Thompson was instrumental in that stuff, too.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.